This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rays 3, Yankees 2 at the stadium. This one gets away from the Yanks in the eighth inning. We welcome you back into the Verizon Yankees postgame show. Emmanuel Barbari with you and Ryan Yarbrough, the lefty spot start in place of Clark Schmidt. That left side soreness, Yankees playing it cautious. He's set to go on Tuesday. But for today, Yarbrough, and he walked the leadoff man in this game, Yandy Diaz. Otherwise, an easy first inning, including a strikeout of Christopher Morel, froze him on the 88-mile-an-hour sinker. Yarbrough relies on movement, location, was doing that throughout the course of this outing. And bottom of the first inning, scoreless game. Yankees against the former Yankee farmhand at one time, Zach Littell. Bellinger fly to deep left center to start. Next up, the captain. And it's just a matter of awe right now. He keeps crushing, keeps on keeping on. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
First pitch. Swing on a drive deep to right center field. Got big time carry. That baby's flying out of here.
This is silly.
1-0 Yankees. Aaron Judge, home run number 11. RBI number 33, and as Booney said yesterday, he's just better than everybody else.
He's playing a different game than everybody else.
He absolutely is. Every accolade is true. And that blast to right center, his 11th of the year, and it's May 3rd. It's May 3rd. Made it 25 for his last 49 over his last 2 weeks. That's over 500. The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience an all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. Second inning, though, with the 1-0 Yankee lead, another leadoff walk issued by Yarbrough. This one to Curtis Meade, who ended up having a big-time day here in the Bronx, sitting 150 entering the game, but a big-time day nonetheless. Jose Caballero followed that walk with a bloop single to right. And with two on, Yarbrough fielded a Cameron Meisner bunt and beautifully gunned it to third. Got the force out, the lead out. So first and second, one out. Rays took matters into their own hands. Caballero stole third standing up. And Meisner didn't follow him for the double steal. But next pitch, made up for it. Stole second with a slide. Took the force play away from the Yankees. Then Yarbrough walked Danny Jansen to take the open base. Loaded the bases for the nine-hitter. Taylor Walls and a sack fly to center promptly Rays tied the game. Yarbrough did strand first and second after that. He shattered Yandy Diaz's bat. The shard almost hit him. Scary moment, but fielded the comebacker unfazed. Yarbrough made the play, kept it a 1-1 ball game. That was important because after the Judge home run in the first inning, Littell 11 in a row through the fourth inning. No one barreling him up. The strikeouts of Ben Rice and later Judge in his second at-bat. He also struck out. But Littell, it wasn't the strikeouts. It was 5 ground balls, 4 fly balls, none of them hard hit. 3 perfect innings between the second and the fourth for Littell on a combined 28 pitches, less than 10 an inning for Littell. But Yarbrough, avoiding the further trouble back in the second inning on the opposite end, it allowed him to settle into the game. 7 in a row after the wall sacrifice fly. 1-2-3s for Yarbrough in the third and the fourth. So the lefty with 4 innings of one hit ball. The walks hurt him in the second inning, but everything the Yankees could have asked for and then some in the spot start for Ryan Yarbrough. Ian Hamilton, he came on for the fifth, worked around 2-on, 2-out trouble. Struck out Brandon Lau on a high fastball to strike out the side. And bottom five, remember, 11 in a row for Littell. Austin Wells looking to snap that. He worked the count full.
Littell ready. And the right-hander. He's set and fires. Pitch swung on, driven deep to right center field. That baby's got some carry on it. Giddy up, baby. Gone. A home run, Austin Wells, and the Yankees have a 2-1 lead.
Yeah, at that point, you figured Yankees are on their way, especially with the way this bullpen has been going. Hamilton into Fernando Cruz pitching with a 2-1 lead. Yeoman's work again for Cruz, 2 shutout, and he worked around a 1-out hit and stolen base by Curtis Meade. That guy again in the 6th inning, and a 1-2-3 spotless 7th inning for Cruz to move the line along. But 8th inning, Mark Leiter Jr., that slim 2-1 lead, because Zach Littell, even with the Wells home run we just heard in the 5th inning, Littell kept the Yankees at bay after that go-ahead homer. 7 dominant innings, and Leiter coming on after Littell had completely stabilized the game for the Rays. He allowed a leadoff base hit by Christopher Morel. Volpe on the diving attempt to his right. He appeared to hurt his left shoulder. It was a scary moment. A Yankee shortstop down for a while. Game had to stop. Got up and was checked out for everything. Maybe shoulder, maybe concussion. What did he possibly hit his head? Scary moment all across the board. But Volpe, the gamer he is, stayed in the game. Once play resumed, though, Chandler Simpson, the pinch runner for Morel, immediately swiped second. Then Leiter walked Brandon Lau. A problem is Lau took the open base, and with Junior Caminero at the plate, double steal. Rays once again forcing that issue. And that is our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. And you'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. So second and third, no one out after the double steal. 2-1 Yankee lead in massive jeopardy. Leiter struck out Caminero, but ahead of Curtis Meade, 0-2. That guy again, Curtis Meade, rallied to 3-2, 8-pitch battle. Leiter had a fight on his hands.
3-2 to Meade. Leiter to the plate, the pitch, swung on, looping line drive, left field. Simpson scores, Lau will get the stop sign, and we get a tied ball game at 2-2.
Yeah, not only tied the game, but runners at the corners, one out, and all Leiter wanted there in a 2-2 game, he wanted a double play grounder. May have gotten it here from Caballero, but this happened.
One out, runners at the corners. Here comes a 1-2 to Caballero. Breaking ball hit up the middle. Takes Volpe to the back. And again, he bobbles it. Everybody's safe. Bobbles it as he was trying to grab it and touch second at the same time.
Volpe had the injury scare moments ago. Before that, looking to do a few things at once with a speedy runner down that first baseline in Caballero. Volpe wanted a field, step on the bag, throw to first for the double play to keep the game tied. But sped himself up, got none of those things done. Rays a 3-2 lead. Leiter had to come out, Tim Hill in, and Cameron Meisner dug in.
Meisner, the sixth man to the plate here in the Tampa Bay top of the 8th. Next pitch, swing on a looper, left field. Bellinger has to go back, twisting, turning. Oh, what a catch! Snow cone catch. He was beaten on the play. The last second, he got the glove up and made the play. Throws back to second, almost doubles up the runner at second base. Cody Bellinger with a fabulous play. What a great athletic reaction.
Yeah, that saved the 8th inning from getting totally out of hand. 2 runs would have possibly scored if it went over Bellinger's head. That's our defensive play of the game, brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. So after that Bellinger recovery and Hill inducing a Danny Jansen grounded to short, fielder's choice, end of the inning, stayed 3-2 Tampa. Bottom 8, Yankees, almost an immediate response. Trent Grisham against the lefty Garrett Clevenger out of the Tampa pen. Grisham had come on for defense in the top half, base it up the middle. And Cabrera followed with a shallow fly ball to right, put away, one down. Pablo Reyes, the Yankees wanted to swing around to the right side, pinch hitting for your BB boss, and he struck out. But with two down, another left-on-left matchup. Interesting. 2 lefty hits in this inning against a lefty. Cody Bellinger smoked a single to right, so both of them came through. Grisham and Bellinger, base hits to put runners at the corners, and Aaron Judge looming. So Kevin Cash took the lefty Clevenger out, went to the righty Edwin Uceda, and the entire stadium crowd to its feet anticipating could Judge come through down one.
Crowd on its feet and quiet. 1-0. Pitch to Judge. Swing on, hit harder to shortstop. Gathers Walls, throws over, dug out by Meade, and that'll do it. Threat dies, stranding 2.
Yeah, 3-2 Rays into the 9th inning. And even though Tim Hill threw up a 0, Pete Fairbanks, his first action in a whole while. 1-2-3, helped up by a couple of sparkling defensive plays on the infield. Got Rice, Goldschmidt, and Wells to end this game. And the Yankees fall 3-2. A tough one in the middle game here at the stadium. Anything you may have missed, Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app. Anytime, Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN.